this episode, Donna Fleming, who's head of legal urban regeneration at Legal & General Capital, will be talking to Sinduja Sriananda, a senior associate in our commercial real estate team. Since joining L&G Capital in early 2021, Donna has worked on a number of high-profile joint venture schemes, including with Oxford University and the University of Manchester, creating strong, successful partnerships to deliver regeneration, as well as social and economic opportunities through the provision of new housing and workplaces. Donna has also worked as part of the wider urban regeneration commercial team, overseeing a number of existing development projects across the UK. She is now also spending much of her time working towards delivering assets for L&G Capital's first US joint venture, with the strategy to invest in and build a highly credible portfolio of science and technology-focused real estate assets in emerging markets. Over to you, Sinduja and Donna.
Thanks very much, Claire. And thank you so much, Donna, for being here with us on our Women in Real Estate podcast. It's really lovely to have you here, given that we've worked so closely together on various transactions. So we're going to chat a bit about your career and your thoughts on gender diversity in the real estate industry. But to start us off, could you tell us a little bit about your career and how you've ended up in your current position as head of legal at Urban Regeneration at Legal & General Capital?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sinduja. Nice to see you. So I've had quite a typical journey into law. I started off not knowing that I wanted to be a lawyer, but then decided to apply for a training contract. Had a rather unfortunate start when I lost my training contract with the Enron scandal just before I was about to start it. So there were various trainees running around the city trying to find training contracts at the last minute. I started off at a smaller Scottish firm, which was the satellite branch of Arthur Andersen called Dundas & Wilson, which is now part of CMS. Stayed there for a while. I think I was 2 years qualified when I left. Ended up at Ashurst. Stayed there for nearly 14 years, wow, where I was made up to partner in 2016, and decided to embark on a journey in-house. And I'm now in the role of head of legal urban regeneration at Legal & General Capital.
Amazing. And that's quite a difference from being a partner at a private practice firm to an in-house counsel at a large pension fund. How has that transition been for you?
Well, it was a risky decision. COVID hit, so obviously everybody's lives changed. And spending more time with my family, I thought I should try something different. I'm at a point in my career that I've got a partnership. I was enjoying partnership, but a lot of the stresses with it I wasn't enjoying in terms of family life. So moving in-house seemed to me to be the other side of the coin, to give it a go, see how it got on. Legal & General is a fantastic place to work. It's a very inclusive environment. I love the work that I do. So the urban regeneration team deals with fantastic projects, high value projects, exciting new builds, different types of property, BTR, affordable office. There's something different every day. In particular, I'm now embarking on the US joint venture, where we're looking at various projects in the United States, all around the United States, to invest in and build a highly credible portfolio of science and technology assets. And this is a new venture for the business, but also a new venture for myself, not being an American lawyer,
sure,
but working closely with American lawyers. And it's an exciting time to be head of legal there and to deal with this new venture.
Yeah, amazing. So you've been a partner at Ashurst and now you're head of legal urban regeneration at Legal & General Capital, and both are extremely senior positions. Have you found that easy or challenging, and have you felt supported and encouraged in your journeys to those positions?
I think it's always challenging, whatever career anyone decides to do. I don't think there's an easy career as such. Along the way, and this is what I would say to younger lawyers, there will always be points that adversity, there's always a new challenge. So a lot of us focus when we're young on we'll get to partnership or we'll get to X position,
yeah,
but life isn't easy then. So every day is a new challenge. So the challenges are always there, but then that makes your role more enjoyable, which, sure, sounds strange, mm-hmm, but it's dealing and knowing that you can overcome things. There'll never be an easy option.
Yeah.
All lawyers will know you're going to work hard, you're going to work long hours. That won't change as far as I can see.
Yeah.
And that hasn't changed in-house, but the part of it I'm really enjoying that I hoped would happen is working closely with the business people.
Yeah.
So you feel like you are part of the deal as opposed to just advising on one aspect. You know what's going on in terms of the financials, the delivery of the project, how long it will take, how much it costs to, you know, for a brick. You find out these pieces of information that you wouldn't know before. So you feel really part of it. And that's what I'm particularly enjoying.
Brilliant. The real estate industry has a reputation, or certainly used to have a reputation, of being quite male dominated, especially in senior positions. What characteristics do you think someone needs to work in and succeed in the real estate industry, both in the legal sector and also the commercial side?
I mean, I think the legal and commercial side are the same in the sense of you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to be true to yourself. You've got to believe that you can get to a senior position. You can't sit back and wait for it to happen. Yeah. You've got to work hard. You've got to get on with your team members. Get on with people that perhaps you wouldn't outside of work. There are lots of different people you meet in a working environment that are perhaps people you'd never speak to.
Sure.
And it's building those relationships and working hard together with people to make sure that the end product is something that somebody wants, so therefore delivering for a client, or in-house you still have clients, the business is your client. You've got to make sure you're working hard enough to deliver. And I think that's important. It's also remembering that you must be part of a team. I think some people think they'll make it alone. You know, they'll win their own work. You can't do that without the support of others. You must have the support of others. And to build your network. So I've worked with numerous senior, junior lawyers, but to keep in contact with those people and to make sure that you're there if they need help.
Yeah.
Because you never know where people end up. And there are junior lawyers that still speak to me and ask advice on career changes or what they're doing now in their job and whether I would do it in that way. I think it's keeping contacts and always striving to be better.
And as a partner, I suppose, at Ashurst, you would have had, you know, a huge team working with you and for you.
Yeah.
Do you have the same as in-house counsel at Legal & General?
No, it's very different. So my team now, I would say, are the commercial people.
Sure.
So we have other legal people that I sit with, but then we also sit with the commercial people on different days because they're actually the people that you work closest with.
Yeah.
Because you're there to help them deliver the end product of the building or the development or buying the land or whatever it may be. And you have to make close contacts with them as well as other lawyers, but the commercial business is the team you need to be with.
Sure. So moving on, I suppose, to a slightly more difficult question, which is about the real estate sector and what it is doing for gender diversity and gender equality. Do you think companies within the real estate sector are doing enough?
I think the answer to that is, what is enough? Can we ever be doing enough? But particularly in law firms, which I can talk to, I feel there is a big drive to get more women recruited. I think the more fundamental problem is getting more people from different socioeconomic backgrounds.
Yeah.
Because we can easily look at the metric of male and female. So we'll say we want 50% male, 50% female, and that can be catered to. But it's how you look behind.
Yeah.
You know, what's somebody's education? Have they had the opportunities of another candidate? Have they been helped? Have they been given any opportunity to have work experience?
Yeah.
Do they even know another lawyer? And that's where I think we need to focus more. And law firms are doing that. Like, they're going in to help on projects with various inner state schools, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I also know the wider market, our Legal & General, do stuff in that area. But I think the focus needs to be there now, because we're getting better, at least at recruiting women. There's another issue of retention,
yep,
which people talk about that a lot, but I see that as a critical issue. why are women not staying in the legal profession?
Yeah.
And that needs to be addressed. Again, it is being looked at, but it's almost a harder problem to solve than just getting people in the door.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've seen that as well in, you know, talking from a private practice point of view, the trainee cohorts are often 50-50 yeah. or even, you know, more weighted
exactly
towards the females. But it's the retention, especially yeah. females in senior positions, where you see the numbers change quite dramatically.
Because it was, I think it was thought years ago that if you were able to get this 50-50 or, you know, heavier weighted number of women,
yeah.
that they would then come up at the same level, i.e. yeah. you'd end up with 50-50 partners.
Yeah.
That is not happening.
Yeah.
And we can see that throughout not just law firms, in senior positions in business, it's still very male dominated. And why is that happening? Maybe it's a, you know, that businesses speak more the male language, or that opportunities are easier for men because they don't have to have children. There's no one answer, but it should be trying to put in place something where people can stay. Like, family life shouldn't be a hindrance
yeah.
to working hard.
Yeah. And do you think law firms are waiting for clients to kind of make the first move or the bigger move, or do you think it's a global issue that everyone's kind of taking forward or should be taking forward together?
I think it is a global issue, but I do think clients now are very hot. We are at Legal & General on expecting to see females. What they're not looking into is what's the background of that law. That goes too far, like yeah. that would be not impossible, but it's a step too far when choosing a panel firm
yeah.
to look at everybody's credentials, etc. But we are expecting, and I think most big businesses are expecting, to see male and female representation, ethnic diversity, different people in different roles, not just males at the top with junior lawyers being female.
Yeah.
And I particularly would look at that and say, why is it like that? Like, who's your next woman that's going to succeed if a partner retires, etc.?
Yeah, absolutely. So just to finish off, what would you say is the most important piece of advice that you were given as a junior? And if it's different, what is the most important piece of advice that you would give to a woman thinking of starting or progressing their career in the real estate sector?
I think my answer is sort of an evolution of what I've been told over my career, but what I now believe.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be that you are as good as anyone else. Sometimes with women, there's a bit of a lack of confidence or a reticence to say, I'll go for that promotion because somebody louder, more shouty, you think they'll definitely get it because yeah. you think they are the way they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
But it's standing up against those stereotypes and saying, no, actually, I will go for it.
Yeah.
So it's putting your hand up and putting yourself in a position where you will try and get a different role, a senior role. It's not always easy, but if we don't try, it will never change. So women should step forward instead of stepping back.
And I suppose where you're trying, there is an element of, you know, maybe you won't get that promotion, but then I suppose, is it being comfortable with that fact because you yeah. tried, and next time you might, or the time after that?
And you can be pleasantly surprised because the male may not get that promotion.
Yeah.
You can't go into something and think, oh, I might not get it, so I won't bother.
Sure.
You've got to put yourself in the position of at least trying to be promoted or work on a project that is high profile with different clients, get your face seen. And if you're good at your job, then people recognise that.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you so much for speaking to us today, Donna. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me.